Hey guys, welcome back to Thick and Thin. We have another episode tonight. I don't know why I said we. I guess it is a we situation because you guys are in this journey with me, but I solely record these podcasts on my lonesome or on my own. I don't know why I just said lonesome. I don't feel lonesome right now, but I sit down and I record these podcasts basically like digital diary entries, I suppose, where I just talk about random stuff, things I'm thinking about, things I'm concerned with, just like really anything that I think about. So tonight's episode is no exception to the typical Thick and Thin podcast. I saw this quote by F. Scott Fitzgerald. As you guys know, I'm a big literary buff, I guess you could say. So I saw this quote floating around on one of the various like reading websites that I'm on constantly, which is nerdy, but like whatever. I think a well-read person is a good person indeed. So anyway, I saw this quote and it said, "I can't really describe how I feel, but it's not quite right and it leaves me cold." F. Scott Fitzgerald. So saw that quote and instantly was flooded with so many different thoughts about, you know, the concept that we get into, you know, the concept we think about, of just things not being quite right. You know, whether it be in a friendship, in a relationship, in a job, you know, the feeling when things just, you can't really put your finger on what it is, or sometimes you can, but most of the times you can't. It's just a feeling, and the feeling just isn't right. And, you know, you can relate this to so many different things, but, you know, personally for me, you know, recently I felt this very strongly in a relationship, or I wouldn't call it a relationship, it was a dating encounter. You know, I go on a lot of dates to the city. I've been very, very much so putting myself out there, not really, you know, striving to like, you know, end all be all, get a boyfriend or anything of that nature. Yes, it'd be nice, but my goal right now is just to experience all that this city has to offer. And the dating scene is something that's so interesting and electric here. So it's something I definitely wanted to get involved in. My friends are always pushing me to, you know, say yes and go. And I'm one of those people that like dreads dates like no other. I'm like, okay, how can I cancel on this? Just not because I'm not like into it, but I just have so many other things that I'm doing. Like I'm so busy and I'm like, do I really need to do this right now? And I'm also like, I talked about this last week. It's like, can I just like fast forward and see how it goes and see if I like want to make this time investment and go on this date? So that's how I feel a lot of times in terms of dating. And, you know, this past time when I was going on this date, you know, it was almost like I had too much time beforehand. Like he had, you know, set in stone the time that worked for him and like whatnot. We picked a place and everything. And then it was like 5 days had to go by before the date actually happened. And so in that 5 days, I did what any classic girl would do. And I did some extreme stalking. Like, okay, if you don't do this extreme like stalking method that like I do, I mean, maybe you're normal, maybe I'm crazy, but like, if I know the guy's first and last name, I am just like searching on all social media, just trying to figure out what he's like, who he's friends with, you know, like what kind of life he lives. Does he care about Instagram? Like things like that, just to kind of get my bearings and just kind of, you know, I don't know, prep myself for the actual date. So I was doing that. Seemed so amazing. Like this guy just seemed like everything I wanted on paper and more. And to be honest, it was a really, really good first date. Like I don't have many like amazing first dates, but this was a really, really good first date, like one for the books. But I almost psyched myself out to the point where I kind of predicted down to a T what this guy was going to be like and what the date would be like, what we talk about and what I would, you know, talk about and such things like that. And so I almost kind of like predicted everything and like mapped it out, like how the date was going to go and how we were going to be as a, you know, as a couple, I guess, not a couple, as two people going on a date. How about that? And I was thinking about it and I was naturally writing in my journal one night and I wrote down, I was like, you know, it's like when you don't know someone, they're a lot more interesting. You know, they're so interesting. And, you know, the reason is it's because like, you know, they can be anything that you want them to be in that moment. When you're like, you know, imagining how things are going to go, if you're imagining like meeting this person for the first time, because a lot of times we do meet people on social media these days, and social media obviously only paints one part of the picture, like the full, you know, maybe a very small portion of the larger portrait of who they are. And so I think a lot of times we psych ourselves out. You know, and this can be with friendships as well. Like I remember when I was initially going into college, I was, you know, doing all the research, trying to find a good roommate. Everyone was in a group and people were like creepily reaching out to each other, like on Facebook, people that look like they'd be a good roommate, you know, and it's almost like when we don't know the full story, everything is up to us, and we can just completely decide that we know how people are going to be. And it's almost like a downfall and to a fault, you know, because there's no way that any person can fully live up to everything that we, you know, kind of throw on them, you know, in terms of our judgments and how we think they're going to be, you know, because before we meet them, like actually face to face, know them offline, you know, they can be anything in the world that we want them to be. And when we meet them, it almost kind of shatters that picture. You know, it's like when you know them, there's limits to them. You know, there's limits to who they can be and who they are, because let's be real, no person, no human is perfect. There is just no such thing as a person that's going to live up to everything that we imagine for them. And I remember this being very real freshman year when I ultimately did, you know, have a roommate, and I love my roommate. Like to this day, we are still friends. Like, and I think the thing that really shook me freshman year was I was just so expecting to walk into college and, you know, have a roommate that was my best friend. And I like had this, you know, this imaginative story in my head that, you know, at my wedding someday, like my roommate from college would be one of my bridesmaids. And we would joke like, oh yeah, we were, you know, soulmates since freshman year, like best friends. And, you know, going into college was a really scary time for me just because, you know, I had a really rough high school experience. And then also I was going into a school where I really didn't know anyone. And it was my new chapter. And I was just so determined to make college the best 4 years ever, like my bitch. And as we discussed last week, you know, college has a lot of expectations, like the best 4 years. Is it really actually the best 4 years? I talked about that last week, if you guys are interested in more on that. But it was almost like I had already kind of set myself up to fail by imagining this roommate, this person, this perfect friendship. And ultimately, we weren't best friends. You know, we were roommates. We lived well together, but we did not hang out together, like aside from when we were going to bed or in our, you know, in our rooms at night and even in the morning sometimes. But like, we had our own friends. We made our own friends. Freshman year, I made a really poor choice in a friend, which I've also discussed in the podcast. And it was almost like I didn't have the roommate, you know, friendship going for me, like best friendship. Like we were cool. Okay. I like her. We're friends, kind of, like we're acquaintances online, but like we weren't what I wanted. And so I naturally was like, okay, well, I have to compensate by making a friend ASAP. And my first friend, Allegra, was amazing. But as you guys know, she did transfer. So then I had to move on and make another friend ASAP because I couldn't be a loner. And I kind of concocted this idea that I wanted to be friends with this one girl, and she kind of, I think, thought the same about me. And ultimately, we weren't, you know, meant to be as friends. We really just did not mesh. Like I really did not like who I was when I was friends with her. And I just think, guys, that a lot of times we, you know, I've discussed this before. It's like we have this idea of how we want our life to be, and we almost force, you know, all of these characters on people in our lives, and we want these people to play the character exactly how, you know, we want the character to be played. You know, we kind of fill these roles. It's almost like we're a casting director or something, and we want this girl to play the best friend role and be exactly like this. I want my friendship to be like this. I want my relationship to be like this. And at a certain point in time, we need to realize how absolutely stupid that is. Like how, whoa, what was that? Did you hear that? Probably. I don't know what just, I think it was my candle. Oh my God, it just made the weirdest noise. Sorry. Okay, carrying on. Despite my candle's indifference or whatever it was feeling when it needed to just scream out like that. I don't even know if you could probably even hear it, but like it made a very strange noise. I thought the world was ending. I like jumped out of my chair. Anyway, you know, I've kind of, you know, hit this nail on the head, but like before you know someone, they can be anything you want them to be. And once you know them, once you meet them, you know, they become real. They have limits to them because humans have limits, okay? And they're no longer a figment of your imagination and what you imagine for them to be. And before the date that I went on recently, you know, I had kind of imagined what I wanted this guy to be, and I really wanted him to fit that role. And I'm not saying that he doesn't, but like I walked out of that date thinking, you know, wow, I totally, you know, just kind of, I just tried to steal the show from the real world, from real life and how things are supposed to play out. And I always wonder, you know, if I lived in a time without social media, which is not possible because I'm here now and this is all I got, you know, but like, I just always wonder, you know, maybe things would be a lot simpler if I didn't have the resources to like do crazy stalking research and, you know, overthink based on what I've seen other people doing online, which isn't always real. And like, I just, I think that we live in a very interesting time where it's almost like all the resources, everything we need to like create these fantasies is right in front of us, right at our fingertips, right in our back pocket. And so we almost feel like we have to do, you know, all the recon, we have to do all the research, we have to do that. And you know, I'm all about the concept of just like meeting someone out, meeting someone on the street, you know, the classic New York City romance that you see on, you know, in movies and such, you know. But we do live in a society where we have things like Hinge and Instagram and such. And that's how I met this guy. I met him on Instagram. Well, he met me on Instagram, I guess. He reached out to me and I was like, oh, like this is a great idea. But also like I have your profile and I can like look at you before we even meet, which is just so interesting, you know. And, you know, the second date that we went on was a few days after the first date. And I was just so on cloud nine after the first date. Like I just thought it was the most amazing date and it really was. And let's be real, like I've had a lot of just like not amazing first dates in New York. So it was really refreshing to go on a really good first date. And I told everyone I know, like all my friends, I told my parents, cause I was like talking to them and they're like, what'd you do? And I was like last night, and I was like, I was on a date. And you know, I was just telling everyone, I'm like, this is a really good first date. This guy is really amazing. Like he is really, really great. And a few days went by, we were talking like 24/7 texting, I mean, and we went on the second date, and I'm not saying it was a bad date, it wasn't, but it was just not as good as the first date. And I don't know why. I think it was just a feeling I got about it. I was just not vibing as much with the guy. He said some things and I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. There was just a few little moments where I was like, I don't know. And, you know, after I was like, I kind of chalked it up as like not a great date. But then it kind of dawned on me. Can I speak? It dawned on me that I'm being a little hard on myself and him because, you know, dating in general, before you really know a person, before you've really spent a lot of time with a person, it's going to be awkward, okay? Like, there's just little moments here and there. It's like, oh, I'm talking to this guy. I really have to pee. Oh my God, how do I cut him off and tell him I have to go to the bathroom mid-conversation? Like, sorry, awkward. I totally was listening to what you were saying, but I really have to go. Like, that's an awkward thing. There's just like awkward, like the check situation, the going home situation, like, do I, you know, say bye, hug bye, and be like, okay, I'm gonna call an Uber now. Like, it's just a lot of things that are just like awkward little dating nuances. And I kind of chalked up the second date failure, or not failure. I don't want to say it's a failure. It was just kind of awkward, okay? And I can't really pinpoint it. And I don't want to get too specific and granular, but I wasn't sure how I felt about it. And I realized kind of afterwards that I think that a lot of the reason why I didn't think the second date was all that amazing was because I had gotten to really imagining this guy to the point where he didn't even exist as he does anymore. And he was just this, he completely belonged to my imagination. And I just went completely ham with it and just blew it out of proportion, blew him out of proportion. And I almost set him up to impossible hurdles, you know, impossible like things that he had to be, you know. And I think that that's a fault of me, but I think a lot of people can feel that way and just feel kind of almost deflated when people don't live up to what we've decided they're going to be like. And you know, my plan of action with this is I'm definitely going to not write this guy off and be like, okay, he's definitely not for me after one little weird date, okay? That's not how I am. I'm definitely going to, you know, keep going and keep trying, you know, because ultimately he is a really great guy. Like maybe he's not, you know, dating material, but he could be a really good friend. Like we have good conversations, things like that. Maybe we're just not meant to be romantically, you know, involved, and that's fine. So I definitely do want to keep getting to know this guy. And you know, there can be a such thing as like a not great date in the mix of good dates. Like I fully believe that. But you know, I think that it's good to also discuss, you know, the concept of when you're in deep, like you're in a relationship or you're in a friendship with someone, you're like, you know, friends with the roommate that you want to be like soulmate roommates with or whatever. And you get to the point sometimes where you want something so bad, you want something to work so bad that you almost kind of doctor the person that you're with to, you know, kind of imagine them better while you're like with them. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you give them a lot of benefit where there isn't any. It's like, yeah, they're a great person, like whatever, but you kind of just, you kind of just spruce them up so much in your mind. And you, even to other people, you'll tell someone like, oh, this guy is this, this, and this, when maybe like he isn't fully that, but you're like, I want him to be this, so I'm going to tell everyone that he is like this, you know. And it's almost like we kind of cloud our vision with what we want so badly, And we almost just hope to God that the person will ultimately live up to the role of what you want them to be. And this could be like futuristically thinking, like you're with a guy or dating someone and you're like, oh, like I really want, you know, to get married or soon or something. I don't know, something like that. You have this like futuristic goal, like, oh, I want to move in with him. Oh, I want, you know, this, this, and this. I want us to be official. How about that? Okay, so this is maybe more realistic to my age right now or where I'm at in life. It's like I'm with a guy and I'm like, okay, like I really want us to be official. And, you know, maybe this guy is literally giving all the signs to show that he's not going to be that for me. But in my mind, I'm like, nope, he's going to be that. Like I'm going to, you know, imagine him as that person, even if I very damn well know that he's not going to be that way. And I think we kind of get sucked into this fantasy land sometimes where, you know, we kind of have this little inkling that maybe something isn't right here. Maybe this isn't for the long haul. You know, maybe I'm friends with this person and they aren't all that I imagine in my head that they are. And sometimes, you know, we kind of get that reality snap where we're like, whoa, like the clouds have lifted and we've kind of realized that this person maybe isn't for us, but we're in so deep now that we don't know how to get out. And it's like we're in quicksand and there's no vines nearby to grab onto. It's like, oh my God, like I am literally drowning in my own fantasy of what I thought this person was going to be. And, you know, I think that that's sometimes also a really, really tough spot that we get ourselves into, you know. And the thing is, it's like you got to just kind of adopt the mentality that you're just doing the best you can, okay? You don't have to have this fully stacked, you know, cast of people in your life, in this, the play that is your life, okay? The production, rather. It's like, you don't need to have all of those gaps filled. And I think that, you know, the gap-filling mentality is something I talk about so much on the podcast. It's like, we have this weird thought that we have to have all of these boxes checked. We have to have the best friend. We have to have the best, you know, the guy that we love and whatever, and that fills all those holes in us that we think we have. You know, and I kind of felt this early on I guess it was the summer, but like post-grad life, I was really, really close with a lot of guys in college, like very, very close friends. And we all moved to the same city, girlfriends as well, but the guys kind of like, oddly, we were just not that close anymore. And for a while, it was really, really bothering me that I didn't have this like close-knit group of guy friends that I used to have in college. And like, they're still here. They're just like focused on other things. A lot of them are taking like a law exam, and like a lot of them are working crazy hours because we're all kind of slaves to our jobs, you know, the first year. And I got really, really upset thinking about the fact that I felt like there was this like there's this gap in the play. Like I was really expecting, you know, post-grad, all of us to be like the cast of Friends, you know, like we are going to be this close-knit group. And it just is not seeming like that. Like, yes, I see them every once in a while, but we're not how I thought we were going to be. And it really, really like took me for a loop because my fantasy was shattered. And, you know, I think that at the end of the day, guys, like this is going to be my new mentality. I kind of was thinking about this. I wrote it down. I was like, this is going to be, you know, my new thing that I'm thinking about. It's like, do the best you can until you know better. Okay, with your life, you know, don't sit here and think of every way, you know, you want your life to be like whatever, blah, 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 like, you know, imagining everything. Just do the best that you can, okay? Take it day by day. I know people say that a lot, but, you know, do the best you can until you know better. You know, be with this person until you realize that maybe they aren't everything that you want. You know, maybe, to be honest though, a little side note here, sometimes, you know, the best people in life for you aren't what you thought you wanted. They're something else, but they're something that you do, you know, vibe with and you do need. But when you know, like fully in your heart, that this person is not right, you know, whether it be a friend, whether it be a boyfriend or someone you're dating or whatever, you know, do the best in that situation until you know better. And when you know better, do better, okay? And if that means, you know, being like, I'm sorry, this isn't working, like we you know, can't be romantically involved, but like we can be friends. And I know that's like a really hard conversation to have, but that is better. If that is better for you, you being friends with this person, like, you know, whether they want to be your friend or not after maybe dating, it's just kind of hard sometimes. But like, sometimes you have to be real with yourself and know that you aren't doing the best you can, you know, in this life by completely manufacturing an idea of how this other person needs to be to fit in your life, you know. And it's hard, guys, because sometimes you want something so badly to work. You just want something so badly to exist, you know, in this perfect way that your vision gets clouded. And, you know, I saw this quote by Hemingway, another one of my writer bays, And he said, I wanted it so much, I don't know why I wanted it so much. And that could be about anything. I don't really know what he was talking about in that. But, like, it's almost like we want this. And we're like, wait a second, why do I want this again? Like, who, you know, told me that I needed to be like this? Like, why? And it's almost like no one really tells us. It's just something that we decide in our hearts needs to be there. And it's something that we see online and, you know, in stories and movies. And we're like, we need this. We need the best friend. We need the friends dynamic of having guy friends and girlfriends, you know, in a group. And we need the perfect boyfriend and the perfect dates and X, Y, and Z. But newsflash, that's just not how life always is. So switching gears super quick to introduce tonight's sponsor. Tonight's episode is sponsored by a company that I've recently fallen in love with. It's called Beauty by Design. I don't know about you guys, but I get very frustrated with skincare products these days because I try so many of them with very little result. A lot of times I fall for the pretty packaging and I don't really know if it's good for me. But guys, Beauty by Design, they just get me. They have totally helped me in so many ways find the products that I direly have needed for so long. Essentially, I've been texting, yes, texting a skincare expert that they've set up for me, and they basically have answered all of my questions, helped me find a regimen that works perfectly for me, and in 2 minutes they were able to diagnose all of my problems and give me the products that will work for me. All I had to do was send a makeup-free selfie and just answer some of their questions that were very simple, very time efficient, and my skin expert D, she's like my personal skin expert, has been texting me, helping me figure out everything that's in my price range, all of that jazz, and we've worked on a really great skin regimen for me and my dry skin because my skin is uncontrollably dry. So she's been helping me find the products that pinpoint the specific problem areas I have and things like that. Also, all the products are natural and cruelty-free, which is really, really great. Not to mention, it's not a subscription service, so you're not locked into any payments or anything like that. It's super, super honestly easy. So if you're like me and you've ever felt very overwhelmed by all the skincare products that are out there, definitely try Beauty by Design. They'll help you target your skin and figure out what you personally need, not just what's out there and what looks pretty. They actually help you with your skin's needs. So to experience the world's most personalized skincare, go to beautybydesign.com/Katie, that's K-A-T-Y, and use the promo code Katie, K-A-T-Y. And first time customers get 20% off. That's beautybydesign.com/Katie. Use the code Katie to get 20% off. And a big thank you to Beauty by Design for sponsoring tonight's episode. And I think, you know, what people have a problem with is, you know, once they realize that all of this has been a figment of their imagination and they've somehow managed to, you know, clear out the things that aren't true in their life and kind of, you know, have almost like a blank slate, if you will, they get uncomfortable with the lack, you know, the things that aren't there anymore. And if this means like after a breakup or, you know, a friend breakup, like friendship breakups are really real. And once you just realize that you're kind of on your own, so to speak, even if you're not and you have other people, but you kind of just get in this, like, you know, what's it called? Like a bubble of thinking that you're alone. You know, how do you carry on? And I think that it's important to, you know, think about it like, you know, that's in the past, it's your past, and you got to bury that past. You know, and I saw this quote, it's you know, bury your past, let flowers grow where you lay. You know, that was that. That story is closed. You know, I've talked about this before, the book analogy of like closing the book, and now the flowers grow where, you know, there once was something and now it's just, it's done. And you know yourself better than anyone. And you know, that you're now doing the best that you can for yourself. And I always say this, you know, the Oprah quote that I can't get enough of, like, you know, be the driver of your life, you know, sit in the driver's seat of your own life. And I think that that's so relevant to this whole, you know, idea. It's like you're driving the car of your life, you know, into the direction that you choose. And I think that it's important that, you know, you get to the end of your life and look back and know that everything was so authentic and that, you know, you were just kind of just, you know, stumbling into every, you know, phase of your life and you weren't, you know, perfectly planning out and deciding, you know, exactly how this other person that you're going to be with is going to be like. And, you know, I think there's some beauty in knowing that, you know, that's what I want for myself and I have to just let myself or take a chill pill or something. You know, I don't know what it's going to take for me because this is just how I am as a person. I'm going to always be a planner and going to be always someone that is always busy, always like thinking I'm on top of everything and have to do everything and whatever. And that's just how I am as a human being. And like some people are like that, some people aren't. But I think it's going to, you know, be an ultimate breath of fresh air for me, just like a peace moment where I figure out that, you know, things are fine not being perfect and not being, you know, fully flawless. Like every date is going to be flawless, because that's not true. You know, and I think when I meet the right person, you know, it's just going to feel right. Yes, of course. But there's also going to be moments where I'm tested. And I think that that is honestly, you know, a pillar of a good relationship, is feeling like you are being somewhat tested in, you know, yourself, just in your being. And that doesn't mean like you're fighting, you're like going through hard times, you know, you're constantly feeling like it's a push relationship, you know, whether it be a friend or with a guy or a girl or whatever. You know, I think it's almost like, you know, is the stress that I'm feeling in the relationship good stress? Like, is it, maybe stress is the wrong word, but just like it's, you know, challenging, but like a good challenging. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like, it's almost like it's growing me, because I think that there's, you know, no relationship is worth it if I don't feel like I'm growing in it. And I think, you know, I've been doing a really good job thus far in my life, knowing when things aren't right in certain regards. You know, in terms of friends, I've been really good at weeding out the ones that I know aren't right for me and know aren't making me a better person. And, you know, but I think I am kind of lacking in the relationship category, just because I don't think I've had that many. Lacking not in that category, but lacking in knowing when I need to, you know, get over my fantasy, you know. And I think that me, you know, going through with this, you know, relationship or this dating of this guy, even though it feels kind of uncomfortable, like maybe it doesn't feel like fully right, but I'm also on the second date. Like, I need to like give this a chance, or else I'm not going to let myself live with it, knowing that, you know, I felt one uncomfortable little date and that's going to be the end. Because, you know, yes, it isn't a feeling, but I think a feeling can also develop, and I'm not going to like, you know, force myself to make this work, so to speak, but I'm going to give it a chance, because I think that does show a sign of maturity, you know. And ultimately, guys, like, you will find the right person. I think that this is something that I say a lot, but it's like, someone will ache for you, okay? They will ache for your soul, and you will wait for them, you know, and you will give that person your heart, and you will not force, you know, it on someone that doesn't want it, okay? Because I think you'll know the ones that don't want it. Sometimes your mind decides to trick you and convince you that they do want it and that they are the right person, but ultimately your heart, and you know the truth, you know when you're doing the best you can with what you've got and when you're not. But I do think, you know, it's valid to remind yourself that it's okay, you know, when you get kind of lost in your fantasy world of what you want your life to be. You know, you just kind of, it's okay, you forgot who you were for a second there, and you know, welcome back, okay? You're back. Welcome back. You get a fresh start whenever you want a fresh start. I think that's the mistake that we make often. We think that we're in too deep in this mistake or this life that we've, you know, made on mistakes. And we think that, you know, we can't, you know, pave over that with good things. And we think that, that's just how it is and how it was. And there's no way for us to make good out of it. And, you know, that's like oftentimes our fear is talking, and oftentimes we just get so hard on ourselves. But it is important to remember that, you know, you can just, sometimes you just forget who you are. You forget what's important to you. You forget, you know, that you want honesty and you want to be honest with yourself, and you want everything about the relationships that you're in to be honest and to be, you know, genuinely good and not founded on fantasy. And I think another mistake that we make is not letting ourselves, you know, grieve, so to speak, you know, not letting ourselves feel even remotely sad over things that don't work, you know, even if it's something that we did kind of manufacture on our own and we were setting ourselves up for failure. I think that, you know, we're allowed to let ourselves grieve the loss of, you know, what we thought was going to be something, you know, because when the person, you know, doesn't fit the dream that we've concocted for them, you know, the person that we're with, it's crushing, okay? It's a crushing feeling. But I think I know that when the right person comes along, they will shatter this dream person mentality, this dream that I have, that I, you know, always just assume like a guy's gonna be, or I hope to God the guy's gonna be like this dream person that I have in my head. You know, people always ask like, oh, what's your dream guy? What's your type? And I can't help but go into dates and think, oh, maybe this guy will finally fit my dream guy, my dream type, the dream mold. But the truth of the matter is, you know, this, the person that you're going to meet someday that's going to, you know, be the one is going to shatter all of this, you know, to the point where you don't even under, you don't even know what the mold was. You don't even know what the dream person was before them. And they will just, you know, be something that you didn't even see coming, you know, something that we didn't even know that we wanted. Oftentimes, a lot of times we think we know what we want, but we don't until we meet someone that shows us, no, this is what you want. This is the type of person you want. And maybe it's not, you know, the perfect, you know, I don't know, well-rounded. I don't know. I don't want to like, you know, invent something here, even on the podcast, but like, you'll know. And it might not look the way that you thought it was going to look, you know, because truthfully, like, dream beings do not exist. I've talked about this a bunch already, but like, you know, people aren't without blemish. That's humanity. And I think that it's also important to remember that, you know, maybe I saw this quote from Rainbow Salt, my favorite Instagram girl ever, Bianca, if you're listening, I'm obsessed with you. And she said, maybe right now your journey isn't about love. Maybe this season you're being challenged to be your own savior, your own safe space. And I think that really shook me, because I think a lot of times, you know, I've discussed this a couple of times. I think on Forcing It and Faking It, that was another episode. I talked about this in great detail. But I think a lot of times we have a knack for forcing things, forcing seasons of our lives to look a certain way and to play out a certain way. And that's just something that we can't, you know, get too hung up on, because, you know, the seasons, the universe is going to play out how it plays out. And I think the best thing that we can remember is to just do the best we can. As I mentioned before, you know, do the best you can until you know better. And then when you know better, do better. And that I could get tattooed on my forehead. I think it is my ultimate life mantra at this point in time. And I know we're only 30-ish minutes in, but I actually do have to go somewhere. And I totally miscalculated how long this would take me, guys. Like, I always just, you know, get lost in the time. And I'm like, wait a second, I don't know why I thought a 45-minute podcast would take me 20 minutes. Like, I'm ridiculous. But I do have to go. But I thought this would be just a nice little Monday night episode to record for you guys. And I hope you all enjoy this episode. Definitely give my other ones a listen if you are sad that this one's ending a little too early. But I'm also actually planning on putting another episode up this week. So this is kind of like a dual week. So it does kind of justify the episode being a little shorter. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's episode. I hope it made you kind of think about, you know, things, think about the fantasies that you're putting up in your life and that you're inventing. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Until I talk to you guys next, bye.